The fight against the coronavirus is also a race for medical supplies, masks, ventilators, life-saving medical equipment. A lot of that equipment comes from China, and a lot of it is subject to tariffs, tariffs that go back to the trade war President Trump started 2 years ago. Chad Bown is an economist who researches trade and international agreements. So we can't redo the past 2 years, Chad, but in theory, would we have less of a shortage of medical equipment if we never had these tariffs in the first place?
I think the answer to that is clearly yes. There's a number of products that the Trump administration, when they were deciding what to impose tariffs on and what not to impose tariffs on over the last 2 years, the American medical community, a lot of instances came ahead and said, you know, try to avoid these. And in many instances, the Trump administration didn't. And so you end up with, you know, 25% tariffs on things like, you know, oxygen concentrators and thermometers and disposable medical headgear. You have 10% tariffs on a lot of protective clothing, or 15% tariffs even. And that, I think, made it difficult for buyers, American hospitals, to prepare for, you know, a pandemic like we're seeing today.
We should point out that the Trump administration did announce, quietly announced earlier this month, that some of these tariffs on medical supplies would be temporarily reduced to deal with the coronavirus when it charges onto American shores. Now it is here. So was that too little too late?
Well, I think it was definitely a step in the right direction. We want to get rid of these tariffs and make it easier for American hospitals to be able to get access to whatever supplies they need from wherever they might need them from. But I also think that it is a bit of a mea culpa by the administration, sort of recognizing that they have made it more difficult for the American medical community. You know, hospitals and doctors and nurses, they need this stuff right now. And it seems to be a lot to asking them to kind of go through this bureaucratic process to ask for some tariff to be removed when they really should be focusing their time and energy and efforts on other things.
Well, you kind of put your finger on it, Chad. Time is of the essence. So what does the U.S. need to do right now? Play nice with China, make more medical supplies here, or turn to other countries like Mexico? I mean, they rank second in medical equipment bought by the U.S.
Yeah, I think we need to do all of the above. I think no one knows how this is going to play out over the long term. The Trump administration, it needs to be thinking of creative ways to incentivize American production. We also, though, I think, do need to make nice with China and decide that, well, you know, some of the priorities that we were worried about 6 months ago or a year ago in fighting the trade war, maybe we need to put some of those on the back burner. And this is really actually much, much more important. This is about life and death. We need to get these supplies from wherever we can get them, you know, as quickly as we can get them.
Chad Bown, senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics in Washington. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.